everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
Life in the Lair.
No, it's pre-recorded. I'm going to be talking about something that we're going to see in the near future. If this country is to survive, we are going to see something along the lines of the Night of the Long Knives. For those of you that are unfamiliar with that, that is pretty much what old Adolf did as he cemented his power and took over Germany, and then they were off to the races after that. Now, the reason I'm comparing this to that, because we live in current year, and this is a democracy, it's more like a bureaucracy now. We have allowed a non-elected government to basically wrap its tentacles around virtually every mechanism of this country. And it's been going on, I would say, in some form or fashion since this country's inception. This wouldn't be the first time this country has dealt with corruption and what have you. Not to this extent, but it has happened in the past. The reason I'm saying the Night of the Long Knives is because this corruption is so deep and so prevalent that they are going to have to basically arrest all of these people en masse. It would be unwise for them to do it onesie, twosies, here and there. And let's be honest, they're not even anywhere near that level yet, but it's coming. I'm just rolling you through the facts here. I mentioned cancer. Now, typically, you destroy cancer by basically cutting off its blood supply, reducing its nutrients, poisoning it, and then cut it out. If it's small enough, usually the body will basically dispose of it on its own. It has its own mechanisms for that. But I think we're beyond that now. We really are. And it's also, if you look over here, this is how you destroy targets in the military when you're at war. You identify the target, you isolate the target, then you focus your combat power upon it. We are basically in the second month of Trump taking charge of United States government. And we are going to see all kinds of craziness, especially if he continues at the pace that he is going at. This is not a peacetime tempo. This is a war tempo. And what is going on here is a war for the soul of this country.
Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression. Our lives.
The forces of darkness have slowly been moving to gain power. They've bought off pretty much everybody. And the fact that President Trump took out USAID, you're starting to see the people squeal.
Come on, squeal, squeal.
There's a reason why the search terms for criminal defense attorneys, you know, numbered bank accounts, self-deletions have gone up 10, 15-fold within Washington and the surrounding areas. I believe they know that the jig is up and it is going to go down.
A World Without Men is an analysis of what an all-female economy would look like. As the war on the sexes crosses into its seventh decade and the intersexual screaming reaches a fevered pitch, did anyone actually take the time to see if women's original claim was at all in any way true? That women are not dependent on men? That women truly and factually did not need them?
No!
Ask and you shall receive. Pick up your copy of A World Without Men, an analysis of an all-female economy by Aaron Clary, today. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box. Because if you don't, you're internalizing your misogyny.
Now over here to my right, your left, We have the three portions of our government. You have the executive, the legislative, and the law, which is basically the president, the Senate, the House, and the courts. Now, fortunately, and I think this just worked out, Trump stacked the Supreme Court in the conservatives' favor on his first term. And I think that is going to pay dividends in the very near future. All right. Now, technically, the Senate, the House, and the president are elected by the population. We took the presidency, the Senate, and the House. We have to act quickly. Trump knows that. That's why he did what he did in record time. Now, you'll see over here, we have a ghost government here. They were selected, not elected. And this is basically a cancer in the federal government. I have been tracking some of the lower federal court, basically temporary orders. And they're not going to stand up to scrutiny. Mainly because they're using an argument that the legislation created bureaus and whatnot that are outside the scope of the executive. That is not how the Constitution was set up, and that will be ripped apart when it gets to the Supreme Court, which I hope it does quickly, because this is a very time-sensitive thing, and if it's done incorrectly, this is going to devolve into violence, plain and simple. You cannot have a government weaponized against its own population and have that said government remain in power.
No dictator, no invader can hold an imprisoned population by force of arms forever.
It will be torn down. Historically, they all get torn down. It might take some time, and there's a whole bunch of casualties involved in that. Now, President Trump basically hit the bullseye by deactivating USAID, and everyone went scrambling as soon as they started calling out some of the stupid shit we've been wasting our tax dollars on. And this is just the first bucket load. They've got a lot more agencies to go through and audit. And for everyone out there that's all pissed off at Doge and Elon Musk, I get it. He's not elected and what have you. But he's just doing an audit. If you have a corporation and you're having problems with your balance sheet, you don't know what's going on, you bring in an expert to do a financial audit to find out where your productivity is going, where your money is being wasted, and who should stay and who should go. It's just that simple. All right. When Fauci was doing all of his crazy ass bullshit and locking down the country and lying to the Congress and the Senate, and even in court on occasion, there's really not much anyone could do about it because he was a quote-unquote federal employee who I believe has been giving a blanket pardon that is yet to be seen if it will actually stand, because that is shit a king can do. A president is not a king. When I read whatever I could find on presidential pardons, usually it is something you've been actively charged or convicted of. It's not something that has yet to be defined. So we'll see what happens with that. There's other corrupt agencies. You're seeing the Social Security basically get ripped apart as well. I would say 1/3 to almost 40% of its budget is fraudulent. And that has been going on for years. And that needs to be corrected ASAP. Because quite frankly, what better way to award somebody some security than to backdoor them Social Security benefits, even if they're not a U.S. citizen? We're going to see more on that as it unfolds. Up here, you'll see I've got the Department of Justice, FCC, Intel agencies, SEC, Social Security, and the rest of the government. When Trump was running for his second term, they raided his house. They leaked all of that stuff to the media, which that shouldn't happen. They went after him for all kinds of espionage and other secrecy whatnot, which was completely shot down by the Supreme Court, even though President Biden was caught with classified documentation he had when he was a senator, which is a no-ah-ah, especially if you are not read in on the project. And then once said project is done, you are read off of it, and all secret documents in your possession are to be turned in for proper destruction. How do I know this? I used to be an intel analyst. This was a class I had to give many times, and I had to sit through it countless times myself. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So the DOJ perp walked the president of the United States, basically crucified countless individuals who got caught up in the J6 fiasco. I myself was on the grounds during the J6 fiasco. The only difference is I showed up to watch Trump speak on the big screen. And as soon as that was over, I got on the subway to go back to Virginia, to go spend the rest of the day in my hotel room and watch the shagnanigans on TV, all of which is probably confirmed by my cell phone, which I know the records have been pulled without a warrant by certain alphabet agencies, but it's neither here nor there, and I don't have the money to go after anyone, but I just know it happened. I know people, and I'm not an idiot. So we had the Department of Justice weaponized against pretty much over half the United States, the conservatives. All the people who spoke up against the jibby jab, all the people who spoke at school board meetings against this ideology of the loose, gay, butt-twerking queer community, those are all their own terms. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you the way it is. And, they've wound up on lists. And quite frankly, I would be shocked and surprised if we didn't see at a minimum of half the FBI get flushed. There's already an active coup going on as this is being filmed, because supposed documents for an Epstein Island case, Martin Luther King and the CIA have been requested, and said documents arrived redacted, or were told they didn't exist. So people are going to get fired. Not to mention the J6 people were kept in jail, some of them without an arraignment for 4 years, moved around rapidly, basically to further isolate and morally break you.
I must break you.
Now, typically, I know a lot of prison guards, jailers, what have you, U.S. Marshals. That type of stuff is usually referred to as the merry-go-round. And they do that to certain prisoners because they do not want them to communicate effectively with their legal counsel, and they certainly don't want them filing any paperwork on their own behalf. So what they do is they put you in an institution, they leave you there 60, 90, 120 days, then all of a sudden they rattle your cell, pack your shit, you're leaving, and all of your paperwork and other belongings are shredded, destroyed, and usually not taken with you or allowed to go with you. And that is a pretty common thing. And our DOJ does this on the regular. There's a lot of people out there who are very upset with the law enforcement apparatus that we have in place today, because in my opinion, all the way down to the county level, it is corrupt. And there's going to need a lot of house cleaning that will need to be done.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
But right now, they have to focus on that tip of the spear, which is the federal government. Next, you have the FCC. We had legacy media running PSYOP campaigns against the United States for years. Basically, since Obama allowed that to be decriminalized in his term. I wonder why that is. Now, I would say big media was doing propaganda before that, but they had to be way more subtle and hide it more effectively. All right, so the FCC allowed all this to take place. Now, the figureheads are being changed around, and it looks like some of these big media outlets are going to get their licenses pulled, and their share value will go to zero almost overnight, and they deserve all of that.
Police, get what you fucking deserve!
And the boards that were in charge of these mainstream media, all of those people need to be sued for allowing that to take place. So we had the DOJ perp walk a president, the FCC allow propaganda and false stories to promulgate the eyes and ears of the population of the United States. Next, you have the intel community. I believe there was 51 individuals who went on the record and said that the Hunter laptop was Russian propaganda or a Russian plant or something along those lines. And it has been proven to be 100% true. Now, the president pardoned his son. Don't know how you can blanket pardon your own son for things he has not yet been charged with, because there was kiddie porn on that laptop. Now, average person gets caught with that, he is done. You're going to the big house for many years, and your paperwork will be negative, and you might not survive your stay, if you even make it that far. All right, so you had the intel community running interference, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, lying, cheating, stealing.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. We had entire training courses.
And they're even on record trying to plot a coup against President Trump. And there are some individuals on record speaking about this via hidden cameras and what have you. All right, so let's just get this straight. You have the whole Department of Justice weaponized against the population of this country. And you have the intel agencies weaponized against the population of this country. And you have to ask yourself, how long has this been going on? Because in my opinion, 9/11 happened and Tower 7 fell for no reason. Just let that sink in. I hope to God we get some patriotic individuals in the intel agency who still love this country, who can show us where the bones are buried, so we can hoist people on crosses and publicly crucify them for what they have done. In my opinion, there's no excuse for that. There's a word. It's called traitor.
Traitor.
Traitor! Traitor!
Traitor!
If you're selling out this country for money, you're a traitor. It doesn't matter if you're at war with another country or not. And I think we should start rolling out charges and convictions for that. Next, you have the SEC. They basically allow the banks to debank people, to silence yet more people. So now you have the Department of Justice in total. You have the FCC in total. You have all of the intel agencies, all of the intel agencies. You have the SEC racking and stacking against the population of this United States, who elected President Trump. Just let that sink in. Now, let's talk about a little bit more over here. Let me step over here. What's going on now? You got the DOGE doing their audit, and they're just pointing the people to where the waste or the fraud, waste, and abuse has been going down. It's all it is an audit. Now, people are going to get very upset. I got it, because people are losing their jobs. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of those jobs is just bureaucratic bloat. A lot of women, older women with a lot of alphabet after their name and useless degrees, have basically been giving a adult daycare program for the past half a century for these ladies. And it looks like the pig trough is running to an end.
I'm going to fire you. Piggy, you are fired. You are fired. Piggy, you are fired.
That is from Better Bachelor. I watched his show on it, and he is 100% correct. Okay. Now, they're going to investigate this fraud, waste, and abuse. There's a coincidence that the families of senators and representatives and even the president were members of Barista in Ukraine, ran nonprofit companies that were awarded hefty contracts under various agencies or under USAID. There's a lot of people out there who had salaries that paid between $1,000 and $300,000 and, you know, maybe worked there 10, 20 years, who are worth $20, $30, $40, $50 million. They need to be looked into. And I'm going to guarantee you this. Normal people, the normies out there, the mortals, are not brave people. They just aren't. Not trying to offend anyone. I'm just telling you what I've noticed in my half a century on this planet slinging through space. That when you actually put the knife to the neck of a normal.
I'll call you back.
They squeal like a pig. Meaning, when they identify where this money went, and they ask questions about fraud, waste, and abuse, and these people are like, well, and they're going to be some of them, they're going to drag their feet. But once they get charged, and they're facing real time, they are going to roll. They're going to sing like it's opera hour, man. The all-vowel opera hour with the government of a reformed DOJ and intel community with the penis right in their mouth. And once they start rolling on people and they get their evidence, this might take a year and a half from now, but you're going to start seeing people get charged. In the beginning, it's going to be maybe some of the medium fishes, but they're going to work their way up the food chain.
Is a bigger fish.
That's just the way they work. The DOJ, when it does its job effectively, is very methodical. If they can reform it and get it up and running, you're going to see a night of the long knives. You're going to see a lot of these people who've been sucking off the government tit, responsible for this fraud, waste, and abuse, get removed from the system. We're not going to get another chance at this. Because if we do not destroy these individuals who are causing this huge cancer within our own country, it's going to come down like a house of cards. And then you're really going to see shit get lively. Because if you go back and look at history as your guide, the Civil Wars, revolutions, whatever title you want to give it, usually wind up with a lot of people getting hurt, killed, maimed. And granted, some of those individuals have it coming. But a lot of people are going to be collateral damage, and it didn't need to happen. All right, so this is my basic breakdown of what's going on. I'm a grunt. I have a knack for breaking things down into simple terms that, you know, grunts on the ground can understand. It is what it is. I hope you found value in this zombie apocalypse episode, because you're going to see it. It is going to happen.
You're going to see some serious shit.
And I'm going to laugh my balls off. I'm not going to participate, but I'm going to witness. Because there's a lot of people, a lot of individuals, who have been flaunting this shit in front of us for quite some time. And I would really love to see some payback.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You guys take it easy.